I'm not the right guy to ask the question.
The Senate Rules Administration Committee will come to order. My apology to the members.
For what?
Had a very fun lunch with the former majority leader.
With who?
Senator Mark. He really loves his life outside of here.
They say there is life.
Pause, doesn't it? Huh? Does give you pause, doesn't it?
Has anybody met a member
who left and didn't say the world outside is a better place? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Belanger. He's still in the morning.
Senator Johnson Dean has played golf 3 out of the last 4 days.
I think number 3 is going to be removed from the agenda. And then number 5, don't all stress out. I think we do need to discuss that. That's a pretty serious bill. So, but is Senator Clark, is she here yet?
3 is off the agenda?
Yeah, 3 is off. Number 1 is a late bill, and I think what would be good is if we could just move that to general orders, right?
Senate 2173?
Yes. I think everybody knows about that bill. And
Chairman, we heard this twice in the committee of chair, or at least twice.
Oh, is this the one that people are calling and complaining about?
Yes.
That's a bad now. Trust me.
Have we sold peace in the valley with this bill yet?
Mr. Chairman, that's a little strong.
We're not quite there yet?
No. The gladiators are still at it, but I think at least our committees are a little more comfortable on it, because I think, as Senator Metzen said, one of the major provisions was removed, and that provision was one of the major provisions was removed. Direct action or something was removed.
Senator Burke. Direct action or something.
Mr. Chairman, my question is a little bit more basic than that, and that is, are we going to have some criteria for when and how we take a late bill and put it on general orders? Because my experience serving on this committee when we have to deal with these issues is that if there is no criteria, then it just never ends. I mean, and there's a lot of stuff that we can end up having come here, and it's just kind of like an excuse not to have a deadline.
So the House Companion is where? Did it meet the timeline?
It's on the floor.
It's on the floor.
And is there a reason this bill has to pass?
You know what? I believe the House bill is in one of their omnibus bills.
Well, we got a lot of that going on around here. Yeah. But the question is, does a bill have to pass this year? I don't even know what the bill's about. So, I mean, maybe it's a stupid question, but.
No policy bill has to pass. This is a bill that there's just a lot of interest in this bill. Senator Frederickson.
A lot of correspondence. I had some of the same questions Senator Berglund did. You know, is this something that we have to make an exception for this year? Or is it something we can do next year? And I guess I'd ask the same question of all the policy bills. Or is there some extraordinary circumstance?
You know why you're saying no to somebody and yes to somebody else.
Let me ask, would it be, what if we did this one today and then develop criteria?
You so sure made my office's
job a lot easier. There's just a lot of interest in this bill, and it's been going like this.
Chairman, you want to tell us a little bit, with those of us who are outside of this, a little bit more about that?
This is the trial lawyers versus the insurance industry.
That's okay. I figured that out. I just wanted to hear it
said. You know what side you're on, though?
Well,
Senator Bach.
Is this the 2 lawsuit bill?
Yes.
Okay.
But
no,
I think
it's not.
Not anymore?
Well, we don't want to discuss the merits too much here because that's painful.
It's a theoretical one, yes.
So it is.
I think it would be, in total seriousness, this is all serious, but it is an omnibus bill. And I think it wouldn't hurt to figure out what the Senate thinks about this. Because there is so much activity around it. And I frankly don't know what the Senate's going to do on this. And Senator Clark, I think at one point, knew what the Senate was going to do, but has been through so much activity on this bill that...
And who knows how much more advertisements there could be about it.
So, Senator Bach moves that Senate file 2173.
Mr. Chair, just okay.
Is that too much, Senator Bach? Because you probably don't like this bill.
I know you like it.
I don't plan on voting for it.
I'll certainly move it there.
Senator Senjum.
Just process-wise, was this referred to how did it get here?
Senator Clark, tell us how we got here.
It looks like it wasn't judiciary.
It went to judiciary, and then it went to commerce, and now it's here. So it's been through the committees.
By referral?
Yes.
So why did it come here?
Late, because it's late.
Because Senator Scheid almost sent it to the floor from judiciary, but then she decided she wanted it back in commerce. Anyway, so we went back to commerce, but she didn't meet until this week, so that's why.
Okay. It had been heard in judiciary, in Commerce, full disclosure, it had been heard in Senator Scheid's bill a month and a half ago. It didn't quite make it out of there.
It technically did, but it didn't.
We reconsidered it.
Right. And then it showed up in some other fashion in judiciary, which did process the bill. Okay. Senator Scheid almost didn't ask for it, but then she did.
So it's a smaller bill.
Mr. Chairman, is this a case where a committee chair asked for a bill after deadline?
Yes.
That is a reason for an exception that we have used before.
Senator Berglund, yes.
Because no committee chair should be able to ask for a bill in order to kill a bill because of the deadline.
Senator Berglund, yes. I want to be clear with this Rules Committee. I think we should get this to the floor regardless of other criteria, because this is one that has had an interesting journey. And I just think we should just figure out what the full Senate wants to do. And I'm just trying to be straightforward with the members on that. And it's got a lot of interest. It's got bipartisan. I don't know if there's, at least not every Democrat agrees on the bills, and I believe there may even be Republican votes for the bill. So it's a bipartisan bill. One way or the other.
Well, I think if a committee chairman has asked for a bill to go to their committee knowing they would have to hold a hearing after the deadline,
yes, they did.
That is a reason. And I know we had one on the floor the other day that happened to.
Yes.
And that is a reason for the Rules Committee to consider waiving the rule.
Yes. So thank you, Senator Berger.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, it certainly is an insurance issue, and I don't think she asked for it to kill it. I mean,
no, that's Senator Berglund's point.
No, that is Senator Berglund.
Oh, that's your point.
Yeah, she had to hear it after the deadline.
Oh, yeah, it's clearly in
so
her.
So then,
okay,
yes.
Right, it wasn't clearly to kill it, but it was after the deadline.
I thought I heard the word kill it, but I think she wanted it legitimately.
Right, but if a committee has to hear a bill after the deadline,
yeah,
not because they didn't have time, but because of the process, then we have waived the rule about late bills in this committee in the past.
Why don't we have Senator Clark move it? I don't want to put you in that position, Senator Bach. Senator Clark moves that 2173 be referred. And how do we do this here? Is it with recommendations, no recommendations? Just refer to general orders. Be referred to the floor.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, if it's been through all of these committees back and forth, why do we have, I would presume, as the original bill is introduced, and has it been changed? Why is it not the current engrossment that's here?
We took out the direct action.
Yeah, well, it was done before it came to that committee.
We have the wrong. We don't have the actual bill in front of us right now.
Sarah Olson, I don't know why this version.
We don't have the exact language in front of us.
So Mr. Chairman, all we have is the original bill here.
Right. Good catch.
So we don't know what's.
It has been amended.
But so the motion should be that the file number as amended should be recommended.
Yes. Senator Clark moves that file amended, Senate file 2173 as amended.
As amended in Commerce, maybe, just to be clear?
Well, it's the
as
last amended.
As amended in Commerce, yes.
That's where it was amended.
Be referred to the floor, which in effect suspends Rule 203.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry.
What do we want?
Colleen Chekhov from the Senate says what your motion would be to adopt a previous committee.
There you go.
And then that automatically would move it to the floor. Oh, okay.
Got it, Consul.
Thank you.
So Senator Clark's motion is to adopt
the previous committee report.
The previous committee report and refer it to the floor. We normally don't have this much chaos with Ms. Watson.
So no Consul.
On the Clark motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Okay, Senate File 118. We had this before us, before. And I think, is Senator Pappas here? Senator Pappas, where is she? Yvonne needs to go next? Okay, we'll lay this one over till Senator Pappas comes. Senator Pretner-Solon. 962, Senator Pretner-Solon.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is 962 is a bill that has to do with a lease arrangement for the Northwest Airlines Duluth. And an agreement has been worked out between the state and Northwest Airlines, and the city has been included to relieve the city of its debt and to turn over the facility to the city. And this was a bill that originally would allow us to lease the facility to other than an airline or a corporation that was headquartered in Minnesota. Now, though, because the bonds are probably going to be released, the debt is probably going to be released on this. We need to change the language a little bit. So there is an amendment, which I have here, which is language that Commissioner Petershausen has recommended.
Is there so
is that one of those real items?
That what I want to clear is to why this was pulled out of the Finance Committee and sent here. Isn't this a bill the Finance Committee should hear?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Chair, it probably is. I think, though, that it was stuck in transportation, and transportation said that they were not going to be meeting anymore, and so Senator Murphy suggested that he pull it out of there.
Okay. So I think the proper, I think what we should do is send it to the Finance Committee and have them consider this issue.
Right, and I think the amendment should be offered there.
Yes. Because this is this may be a great idea, but I think somebody needs to vet the idea, think about it, and I think finance would be the right place to do that.
I have, Mr. Chair, it's just that if there's an emergency about passing it this year, we tried to pass it last year.
Okay, but it needs to pass this year. It doesn't
finance
need to pass
doesn't have
this
a
week.
Deadline.
I realize that.
This year is good enough,
I didn't
correct?
Want it lost in transportation.
Okay. Is it in transportation policy or finance?
Senator Solon, it just needs to be processed this year.
Yes.
So, Mr. Chairman, would the motion be to refer it to the Finance Committee?
Correct.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that Senate File 962 be re-referred to the Finance Committee.
On that motion, Senator Bergman.
Mr. Chairman, just for the future, Senator Pretner-Solon, the Transportation Committee is a division of Finance. So if he didn't have time to hear it, he could have just ask Senator Cohen to pull it back into the full Finance Committee and hear it there without sending it here.
Senator Bergman, I wasn't privy to any of those conversations.
Right. I'm just telling you for the future, if ever you have a situation like this happen again, the bill should not have to go to the Rules Committee.
So, on this Frederick motion, and Senator Cohen's willing to hear.
Yes, I understand that Senator Cohen and Senator Murphy spoke about it. They suggested it come to the rules. That was my understanding.
That is really strange.
Well, here we are today.
Division of responsibility.
Well, if Senator Cohen doesn't want to deal with an issue in the purview of his committee, he can send it back here and we will deal with it. But this is a bill that has to have a hearing. On the motion by Senator Frederickson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. Thank you, Senator Solon. Sorry you got a...
Why does it keep moving?
Is she here? Senator Rickman, is he here? I don't know that we need him. This is the Senate File 599. We almost passed on the floor the other day. And Senator Senjum rightly mentioned that perhaps this bill should go on the Rules Committee. It's a resolution to Congress. normalize relations with Cuba.
Mr. Chair, I move the move it before.
I just want to give people a chance to read it to make sure they were comfortable with that.
Is, Mr. Chairman, our action on resolutions is just merely a process or is it substance?
I believe we could change language if you'd like to. There was a resolution that came that we deleted some language that we thought was a little strong. Sarah Vickerman, we are talking about your resolution right now. And we're just giving members a chance to read it to make sure they're comfortable with the language.
Okay. Mr. Chair, would you like me to...
I think everybody knows what it is.
Okay, I have some kids.
Okay, so we have the Langseth motion before us. That Senate file 599 being referred to the floor. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee.
Good job, Jim.
That was fast.
You did a good job.
Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on our discussion the last time we met, we have the A4 amendment. Okay.
The Rules Committee didn't like the idea of having an alternate. Legislative alternates on the CAP board, so we're suggesting that we just have the two new members be ex officio non-voting members of the board.
I think the rationale here, Senator Pappas, is that the capital is in these districts, and neighborhoods often have issues related to the capital, and you just feel that it's important for neighborhoods to have some access to the board through their elected representatives.
The CAP board actually operates like a zoning board, so it does impact the surrounding neighborhoods significantly. And I think the legislators want to keep in touch with what's going on in their neighborhoods in relation to what decisions that are made around the Capitol.
Senator Metzen, you make the appointment to this. Is this, are you comfortable with this compromise?
I thought the members in the past from the House and the Senate they were voting members.
Mr. Chairman?
Now we're taking that away. I mean, it's only two votes out of 12. Why are we not allowing them to vote?
Mr. Chairman? Mr. Chairman, Senator Metzen, the two existing members still are voting members.
All right. Then it's
right. It's just two additional. Yeah, so there'll be four legislators.
Not the first two.
Okay, I
understand.
Four legislators, but two are voting, two are not voting.
Not voting.
Yeah.
Senator Metzen moves the
A4. Yeah.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
Thank
Senator Metzen moves Senate File 118 as amended. In this instance, I think recommended.
Yeah.
Because this is substantive bill for this committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Thank you, Senator Pappas. And finally, Senator Berglund, Senate File 1178.
Okay, I'll just stay here.
Yes.
This is a bill that that I had drafted because of recommendations of the Legislative Auditors Commission. They just recently completed a study that they did of services in various areas across the counties and found great disparities in the service levels and the types of services being provided. And so they recommended that in some cases that the counties would do a better job of providing a more level and consistent level of services if they would join together to provide services. In other cases, they recommended that the state actually look at taking over some of the services. And so this is a study advisory committee that would be made up of people from the Department of Human Services and the counties and three senators and three representatives to discuss these issues such as child support enforcement, adoption services, child care licensing, child care assistance, and other programs that have been mentioned by the Legislative Auditor's Office. the group does expire, and we do have regular reports back to the appropriate committees. Because I feel it is important to have legislators involved in this, because so often the auditor or other groups study things, and then they just never really take off because the legislature hasn't been a part of the discussion and doesn't understand what happened in the study.
Discussion. This is something that the committee.
And the appointment of the legislators is what brings
correct
up this committee.
Senator.
Just a side comment, and probably not related to this, so although possibly, conceivably, it could be, but early on in the session, I talked with Paul. I can't remember his last name, but our enterprise technology person, and we talked about in the new computer age how we might think about streamlining some of the interrelationships, streamlining electronically some of the interrelationships between state and county, and he was rather excited about that, and I mentioned that, Gopal, maybe we need to have another meeting and visit some more. Maybe we'd eventually have a bill. But I only bring it up just as a thought that as we talk about simplification and streamlining, that technology probably has a place in all this. I don't see it mentioned by person in this bill, but maybe that's for another day.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Sanchez, before he gets too excited, you should ask him to go talk to the Department of Human Services about Help Match.
All right. We'll
which,
do that.
You know, is everything.
Help Match good? Or?
Well, it's a good idea, but everything is on hold because it is taking decades, really, to get it implemented. And then nothing can happen because you have to have, I mean, anything you do can't get into the new program until after the program is up and running. And so it's been pretty much of a nightmare, I'll tell you. And it isn't like the department doesn't have everything, every program is in some computer system, but then every time the legislature wants to change anything about it, you know, you get a fiscal note of how many ever millions of dollars it is to change their computer system. I mean, it is not exactly all that it's cracked up to be. I mean, it has its advantages, but it has its definite drawbacks.
I didn't offer my comments to do anything on this. It's going to proceed as it is, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, Senator Bergen moves that Senate File 1178 be recommended to pass. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Do we have more late bills coming, or where are we on that?
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
So there may be a few more of those. We anticipate, I'm laying foundation here, we anticipate a meeting to take up Senate File 6 after next week's tax committee meeting.
Is that the whole?
That's the constitutional amendment, legacy bill. Senator Senjum and I, and we want to make sure that gets here, Senator Black. We hope Senator Sunjum and I hope gets here. So, anything else? Where are we at the desk, Colleen? Is there work to do yet, or?
Before we go, explain that to you.
Okay, well, Senator Sunjum, I'm inclined to wait quite a long time today to get some reports, so we don't have to meet tomorrow. Well, the other option would be to adjourn today and come back tomorrow.
No.
But I think only...
The weather's too good.
Only a few of us are a designee, but also we need to talk to you this afternoon. So,
you don't need all the numbers for today, but you would need the 34 to get back tomorrow.
Right. And I think we would like to get as much of the House reports as we could and get those conference committees going, appointed. It may not be all of them, but it'll be a good start. And I think... Today they're going to have everything done except for human services and taxes, but it may be very, very as the last couple of days, maybe very, very.
They're not going to do human services till Saturday, no?
Correct. So there's no way we're going to get human services and taxes appointed before the weekend.
You won't be able to appoint all the conference committees.
Well, they're Senate files. These are mostly Senate files that are coming. Yeah, so we're the ones who act first. If we take the message, we act first. So we literally.
And they. Monday, then.
Well, if we got the messages from the House today, we could appoint those conferences today.
Right, but not on a bill they're taking up on Saturday.
No, no. Human services and taxes, we cannot. But we theoretically, if they got their three bills done today, we theoretically could have everything appointed but those two conference committees. Of the major budget bills.
They have been getting them done, like, you know, 11, 12, 1 in the morning.
No, we're not going to go that late, but we would go as late as we could if we could get two of them today. But I think
some back to them of the House ones.
Right.
We did education this morning.
Okay, so yes, all we're waiting for is three potential Senate files today from
them.
Will
they send that one back today or not?
They might. If they do, we would appoint that. If they did, we would appoint that. So. And I'll stay in touch with Senator Senjum, but other members don't need to. And I think we then should work off the presumption we're not meeting tomorrow. That works, doesn't it? We don't need any resolution with the House or anything. So, and we come back. What? So there might be an outside chance where a few of us would come tomorrow to process some paper too, but. I'd be up to Senator Sanger if he would be willing to do that.
Well, we can have some people here.
Do you need 34 to do that? Or
well,
you
no, we need, don't we need 34 to start the session? But could we suspend the roll call?
Just recess. And
can
just
you recess it tomorrow or not?
Why don't we talk about that offline? So. Thank you, members. Meeting adjourned.
Mickey.